Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins. So glad you can join us today. What a beautiful week we have ahead of us. And so good morning, Lizzie. Thank you for being here.
Aw, thank you. Good morning.
It has been a busy week for us. I was up in Alachua County and then down in Miami, so I'm crisscrossing the state.
Did you get your passport stamped? Our state is so long, it's crazy. It's like, you know how big Texas is,
yeah.
But it's so long, so you feel like you need a passport.
It is. It's just a long state, but it's a beautiful drive. It was really good. We've had great gardening weather this weekend and for next week. I'm so excited about it. Key West, when I was down near Miami, it said another 143 miles to Key West. And I'm going, wow, you're so down there. And so you've got great weather this week, low 80s, no rain. So hang in there for the rainfall. But Key West, you're going to have beautiful weather. Tampa, low 80s to mid 80s this week, cloudy most of the week, possible rain on Thursday and Friday. And that's the same kind of for Orlando. Rain is next Friday, so we have to hang in there for that.
So that rain that we got Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to know if anybody else out there, you guys can text us at 23680. Whenever I, about around lunchtime-ish, driving one of my best friends to the airport, okay?
Yep.
And we were on the 429, just past Apopka. All of a sudden, my ears started popping.
Wow. It's a pressure.
That it was the craziest thing because we had those storms coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if anybody else felt that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be when I was younger, I don't get them as much now anymore, but I used to get a headache 2 to 3 hours before a rainstorm.
Yeah.
I literally could tell when it was going to rain.
That's yeah.
Yeah, and my doctor said, no, that doesn't happen. I'm going, yeah, it does.
Oh, it really does.
Yeah, and so the pressure is something, but we got some good rain, but it's, you know, we need more. But mm-hmm. This is our dry time of the year. We're not in a drought anymore. We've really come back from that. But we just need to be paying attention to our rainfall. So sometimes it can rain across the street and not rain at your house.
It actually does. And then it'll rain and the sun is still shining. So welcome to Florida.
Yes, we do. We have that liquid sunshine. And so, North Florida, you've got weather this week that's beautiful. You are going to have a little bit more rain, high 70s to low 80s this week. You're going to get rain Thursday and Friday, so send it on down. We really need it. We love it. And this is National Gardening Month. April is National Gardening Month. I love that. This is a springtime season, and we've got a lot going on this week. We have mm-hmm. eclipses. We have earthquakes. We have all kinds of snow. I mean, the snow in Vermont and Massachusetts has been more than they've gotten all year round.
Oh, yeah.
All winter long.
My New England family keeps sending me pictures, and I keep sending them pictures of my garden, me on the beach. And I'm like, look.
They're going to be on your doorstep before you know it. And so, but it is also National Stress Awareness Month. And so we'll be talking a little bit about, you know, how gardening relieves stress. You know, it's going to be it's just a perfect way to get healthy and get your mind set straight. Mm-hmm. And it's perfect weather to do that.
And it's funny because it's not that I thought that was a myth because I could see it because my entire life I've always gardened. It didn't matter even whenever I was a little child.
Mm-hmm.
So randomly, but you know, you kind of lay off of it for a little while and then I'm like, that's really stress reliever, whatever. But let me tell you what, this last year, like I've really been focusing on the flower garden, the garden, the food garden, and our yard. And just, it doesn't look perfect. Like literally if you... I don't want Teresa coming to my house.
Oh, my goodness, girl.
Because the cluster of stuff that I literally just threw into the ground of just random things I saw that was pretty.
It probably looks amazing.
But it just feels so good.
Yeah, it does.
It really does. It's the craziest. Like, I actually have accomplished stuff.
I think that's why we have so much stress is that we don't get up and do our gardening chores, our farm chores, before going to work or walking to school.
What?
We used to do all of that and dig in the dirt and plant. Mm-hmm. And nobody does that anymore. And I think that's why we're stressed.
Well, and I force my grandbrats, whenever I'm outside, you're outside.
Yeah.
So, and they go outside and they don't really fight. At first, they're like, oh, I want to play on the Switch. And I'm like, Switch? Like, isn't spank your butt Switch?
And so we've got some wonderful topics coming up. Dana Venrick is going to be joining us about some wonderful plants and some great native plants that he has. And so I'm looking forward to that. And then Gary Bachman, our dear friend Gary Bachman, is joining us. And he is going to be talking about peppers and his new venture, his new hobby, so to speak. And I'm very excited about that. So I love peppers. And this is a great time of the year to be planting tomatoes and your peppers. So we'll be talking about that. And we're also going to be answering your gardening questions. So you should have in your phone set 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text us 23680. Let us know what beverage you have. I have my Scottish cup of tea. I need at least two cups to get going.
I agree.
And so I have that. So what are you drinking this morning? And do you have any gardening plans? What's going on in your garden? And then I also want to tell Ira, I want to say good morning to Ira. He is a wonderful gardener. And my package came back, and so I'm going to resend it out to you. So I'll be in touch and get your garden going. So I'm very impressed with how everybody sends me lovely pictures of their yard. And so I'm looking forward to discussing those and your gardening questions from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Joining me right now is our dear friend, Dana Venrick. He is sponsor of Better Lawns and Gardens. We love having him. He is such a wonderful, knowledgeable expert in gardening. He used to work for Extension for the state, and he just keeps on giving back. And good morning, Dana. How are you?
Oh, good. Good morning. How are you this morning, Teresa?
I am great. I love the cooler temperatures, but I love seeing the sun come up a little bit earlier.
Yes, indeed. It's so super cool this morning. I just like it so much.
Yeah, this is unusual for us to have this cool temperatures right now, so I really do appreciate it. So tell me, I drove this week up to Alachua County on 75, and I drove down to Miami on 75. And you know what blew me away? The wildflowers. The wildflowers up and down 75 are just incredible. And so how was the Florida Wildflower Festival that you you founded? How did it go?
It was amazing. It was the best attended wildflower festival yet. Upwards of 10,000 people were there. It was so crowded. You know, people enjoyed it. I heard vendors say it was the best wildflower festival yet. And they didn't even have time to take a break. They were so busy. Telling people about all their great products and plants.
That is wonderful. So for everyone listening who didn't get to attend, what do they need to do next year? What time of the month, what week is it if they can put it on their calendar?
Well, this is the time, you know, if you haven't gotten your tomato plants in your garden yet, we have some beautiful tomato plants in gallons and 3 gallons that are looking really good, and you can have a great crop of tomatoes and all your spring herbs. You still have time to plant things like we have, for example, right now, things like rosemary, cilantro, lavender, tulsi, or the holy basil. We have dill and fennel. We have things that you may or may not consider herbs, like moringa and the winged sumac. We have a wonderful selection of herbs and plants and veggies. You know, ornamentals, fruit trees. We have fruit trees that are loaded with fruit right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a great time of year with this renewal and the green foliage.
And it's wonderful because you have such quality plants that they're nice size. You can go and get a tree that's, you know, 8 to 10 foot tall. And so what kind of native trees do you have on hand?
Well, we have natives like the winged sumac. We have elderberry. We have the cherry laurel. We have vitex. We have, well, it's not native, but we have coffee and tea plants, you know, like the Arabica coffee and the Camellia sinensis.
And those are good for people who want
peanuts.
I mean,
dwarf mondo grass.
And I was just going to say that those are good plants if you want to have an edible landscape, have a productive landscape. That the, you know, moringa and the winged sumac, the elderberry, they're all perfect for an edible landscape. Do you have any citrus trees?
And we have coreopsis too, which is a wonderful lesson. That's the official native wildflower.
That is correct. Do you have any? Yes. Do you have any citrus trees?
We have a great selection of citrus: oranges, grapefruit, tangerines, tangelos, kumquats, calamondins. We have all the things, lemons and limes, a good selection of those as well.
Oh, excellent. That is wonderful. And so you mentioned winged sumac, and to me, it is such a wonderful, wonderful native plant. It is got medicinal purposes with it, but it's also great for wildlife and for fall color. Tell us a little bit more. How tall does it grow?
It has beautiful red, yellow and red foliage in the fall before it goes dormant for a while. And it's actually a great plant for tea out of the dull reddish berries.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make tea out of the leaves as well. And so that is a great one, you know, for all types of food for the wildlife, like you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a beautiful little wings on the petioles that are very attractive.
It's very unusual,
and it for seasoning,
and it's hard to find. So I'm really pleased that you have a good supply of it.
We do, and I understand you found a collection of them locally.
I did, and we're going to try and rescue them because houses are going to go in, and so we're going to lose these winged sumacs. And so everybody who is building a house, Dana, they should actually have a horticulturist or a garden expert come out and search the property, so that they can find any natives that can be used or transplanted in other areas so they don't get bulldozed down. And then they'll look back and say, what kind of native can we plant?
Encourage preservation as much as possible in reserve areas so that we preserve these historic, you know, and special plants that we have. Some of them are endemic. Many are endemic to Central Florida.
Exactly, like the pygmy fringe tree. And, you know, fringe trees are just a wonderful native to plant.
Yeah, so, we had a fringe tree with some coreopsis wildflowers on display at the Wildflower Festival. The talks went great, by the way. You did a great job with your talk on natural pest control.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. It was fun to do. And so I'm looking forward to you asking us next year to come out. And
yes,
so,
you have a special invitation.
Thank you. And so what plants for the shade do you have? I mean, we talk about full sun, and everybody thinks of Florida as being all sunlight, all the sunshine, the sunshine state. But we do have areas that have shaded. And so do you have plants for that?
We have a special wooded area with a special native trail full of orchids that most of them are in bloom right now. And all the bloom spikes, that is a really special little trail. People are amazed. It's like walking out of the nursery into Narnia, you know, a little special place there.
It is.
We have azaleas that like the shade, do well in shade, like the red ruffle. We have a good selection of those as well as the fashion, like the tangerine or the pink color.
Yeah, those are pretty.
Blooms a lot during the year. Blueberries. We have a lot of blueberries. That does well in the shaded area or semi-shade.
People don't realize that blueberries are native to Florida.
Yeah, that's right. They are. Camellias, coffee plants, they take a lot of shade.
They do.
The anise, they'll take a lot of shade along the perimeter of the woods or your shaded area, trees. Starfruit, they'll take a lot of shade. We have all those. And actually, citrus will take a lot of shade. They do best, according to the research, with about 40% shade.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. Now, do you have any non-native ground covers that do well in the shade?
We do. We have a great selection right now of the dwarf mondo grass. like next door at Stetson University, that wonderful university.
Yes.
They have a tremendous display of the Dwarf Mondo ground cover. It's just amazingly beautiful as a foundation for all their other trees and shrubbery and flowers they have there on the campus.
And it doesn't need mowed, and it stays nice and green. And
exactly.
It only gets to be about...
Once you get it established.
Yeah, and how tall does it get?
It must not get more than 2 or 3 inches. It's like a carpet.
It is.
Beautiful carpet.
That's wonderful. So now, is this a good time of the year to apply? I mean, we're fertilizing in the month of April, but is it also a good time to plant micronutrients?
Well, any time of the year you're deficient, you should really put new micronutrients. You don't want to overdo them. It's like the name says, it's needed in minor amounts. But for sure, you need to put boron now, if you haven't already done so. You need to put boron twice a year, early and late, you know, like February, March, April, if you haven't done it already. Then again, like in September or October, because it's essential, very essential. But you don't want to overdo it.
Now, so
it's only needed very little, like 1 to 4 parts per million in the soil, but you've got to have it.
And we do find deficiencies in boron in our soil when we do soil tests.
We do, because it's highly soluble, and you need to put trace minerals, particularly in the fall. It gives you a lot more hardiness, cold hardiness. I've documented that in the winter. If you spray lightly with your trace minerals, you have far more cold hardiness.
And you can get those at Quality Green Specialists at your nursery.
You have a great selection of all the necessary trace minerals for plants in very bioavailable forms that have a lot of superhum and seaweed that humate with the fulvic and the humic acid, just penetrate and have the great ability to hold trace minerals. In fact, like, for example, these humates will hold up to 60 times their own weight. That's incredible. And they have all these extra hydrogen, oxygen atoms, carbon, that really just supply so much more growing power to your plants if you put compost that's highly digested in the humate materials.
That's wonderful. And so Seminole pumpkins, people are always, you know, they ask me, where can we get Seminole pumpkins? Because they do well here in Florida, and they are native. So do you have Seminole pumpkins, or is this the time of the year to plant seeds?
We do. We've got, actually, we already have pumpkins on the vine, which is just amazing. I was looking at them late yesterday. I said, I can't believe they already have pumpkins. It's a native squash or pumpkin, and they are the most delicious. And so we have some seeds, you know, we can give you so you get a head start on it.
And so do you have...
grow through the summer.
Do you have recipes at Quality Green Specialist for all these wonderful edible plants?
I can give you a recipe. I love to make pies and, you know, like puree, you know, for different recipes, to bake them with some honey and brown sugar. Oh, it's so good.
That sounds great. So, Dana, tell everybody where you're located in beautiful DeLand.
We're at 335 West Michigan Avenue, just west of the Stetson University campus. And we're open 9 to 4 every day. And the website is qualitygreenspecialist.com. Please come by. You're going to be amazed how beautiful it is right now. We're the best stock we've ever been. We've got a lot of wildflowers, coreopsis, and rudbeckia blooming. It's just, you know, it's something you'll be surprised how pretty it is.
Wonderful, Dana. Thank you so much for coming on this morning. I'll be out to see you soon. That's Dana Venrick with Quality Green Specialist Nursery. We're going to be back. We're going to be talking about what to plant in April. And we have a special public service announcement coming up. Stay tuned. Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. A big thank you to Dana Venrick, Quality Green Specialist, for coming on. And he does have wonderful, wonderful plants. It is worth a trip to go to beautiful DeLand. And he is right downtown and he can give you all sorts of great information, great plants, and your garden and your landscape will look wonderful. So if you have a gardening question, I would love to hear it. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680, and we will go over your gardening questions and help you out. I do want to say a public service announcement. This week, we do not want you to buy plants on Monday. Lizzie, it's important.
Can we
tell them why?
Sure. Let's
go ahead and run the service announcement. Thank you, Lizzie, for that public service announcement. And so for Florida, if you go to our Facebook page, betterlawns.com, then or Better Lawns and Gardens on our Facebook page, then you will see the hours that the sun, we get a partial eclipse. We're going to get about 40%, 50% coverage. They can't buy plants during the eclipse. Or it's just not going to go well.
It could turn really bad. That was a good movie, though.
It was a
little Shop of Horrors. Loved that movie.
Excellent. So just remember that on Monday. Go see Dana Venrick and Quality Green Specialist. But between the hours of 1 and 4, don't buy any plants.
Be cautious.
Be cautious. All right. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. Love to hear from you. So the temperatures average 80 degrees this month, low in the 60s. And this month is National Gardening Month. So it's a wonderful time to work that green thumb. You can start a small garden, adopt a houseplant, or add a piece of art to your garden to celebrate. I would love to see photographs. So what can you be planting? Well, the vegetables, you can be planting calabaza and cantaloupe, cassavas and chayotes, cherries and Everglade tomatoes, cucumbers and dasheen, eggplants, and then also Jerusalem artichoke, yakamas, lima beans, Malabar spinach. You can take the heat of the summer and it tastes delicious. Malangas and New Zealand spinach too. Okra. Okra loves the heat. And I will tell you, there is nothing better than fried okra for breakfast. I love it. And then peppers and roselles, Seminole pumpkins, snap beans, squash, southern peas, sweet potatoes, tamarillos, yams, and yard-long beans. And also, too, it's already transplanted. You can get tomatoes like at Quality Green Specialist. Get the transplants. You don't want to grow from seed now. It'll be too hot once they start to produce flowers. They're not going to germinate. So that's one of the reasons why you don't grow tomatoes here in the summertime. But this is Florida. We're lucky. We can grow tomatoes for two seasons, in the fall and winter, and then we can grow them again in September, October. So it's just a wonderful time to do that. Flowers, all sorts of flowers can be planted right now. African daisies and ageratums, asters and bacopas, balsam and begonias, black-eyed Susans and blue days, bush daisies, cat whiskers, celosia, cleomies. Cleomies are a wonderful old-fashioned plant that has beautiful, beautiful flowers, and butterflies love it. Coleuses and coreopsis. Right now, you can see the coreopsis along the highways. Then cosmos and chrysandras, Dalberg daisies and dioecias, and gazinias and gaillardias, Gerbera daisies and melopodium. Mexican sunflower, which is a beautiful red-orange. You know how the Crayola box of crayons had orange-red?
Yes.
And then the red-orange? Well, Mexican sunflowers called tithonias, that's their scientific name, tithonias, are a beautiful red-orange. Hummingbirds love them, and butterflies do too as well. And then also a goldenrod. I saw goldenrod along the highway coming up. It's not blooming yet, but it is certainly growing. And then impatience and Joseph's cope, lantana and licorice plants, lisianthus and marigolds. And if you have marigolds from last year, just deadhead them, and they will start blooming again. Then also pentas, which are wonderful, wonderful butterfly attractors, especially the old-fashioned red ones that don't have the white in the center. I love the old-fashioned pentas. Periwinkle and porterweed, portulacas and purslane, and salvias. So many different types of salvias, purples and blues and reds and pinks. Just a wonderful, wonderful butterfly plant. and then sunflower. And Lizzie, did you know there is a sunflower variety that's called Total Eclipse?
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, Total Eclipse. And it has got a dark, dark center, and the petals are bright reddish color, and it looks gorgeous. And so you can get the Total Eclipse sunflower. Just Google it online. There's plenty of places to get it.
Okay.
And that will be a memorial to this year's Total Eclipse. And so, and then you can play Heart.
Now, the next one is, what, 20 years from now?
Yep.
Okay. So it's actually supposed to go over Central Florida.
Exactly.
So like for like 5-6 minutes, it's going to be dark.
That'll be really, really cool.
Yes.
And so my dirty word of the day is dealing with the eclipse. And we'll have to, you'll have to stay tuned to the second hour to find out what the dirty word of the day is. And then also Taridias and Zinnias, great warm weather annuals that do wonderful. And they're great plants because you can, the phlox and also the zinnias and marigolds, you can actually save those seeds that they produce and, you know, put them in an envelope and replant them every year. And then I have to say my amaryllis have been beautiful. This has been a great year for amaryllis blooms.
Really?
Yes, just absolutely gorgeous. And so I've been very excited. We have some that are double flowering, white and pink and orange, and then others that are red. Just beautiful. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We would love for you to go to our Facebook page like Leanne just did and like our page. Give us a 5-star review. We would love that. Leanne, you got a perfect last name. I'm not going to say it, but it's a perfect horticultural name.
Yes.
And it's just wonderful. So Scott in Ormond Beach, he has got the infamous, horrible, bane of my existence, lubber grasshoppers.
Ugh.
And this is the time you're going to see them, and especially around your amaryllis or your thick, fleshy plants, your flowers like crinums. They are hatching now, lubber grasshoppers, and they are just terrible. I will tell you, I'm not going to go into it, but they're one of my three things that you can kill without any bad karma whatsoever. And so you get points if you run over them in the highway. Okay, you can literally feel them crunch underneath the car. And I've seen them, you know, hundreds of them crossing a road at one time, causing a oil slick. It's they're just really gross. And now's the time to kill them because they're small. They're little black grasshoppers that either have a red or an orange line. And these are nymph grasshoppers. And they will keep growing and growing and growing, just like, what's her name? Audrey 2. Just like Audrey 2, keep growing and growing and growing. And the only two things when they become adults that will kill them are bricks. And so they don't even respond to pesticides after a certain stage. They're just so big. And so now you can get rid of them. You can spray a pesticide 7 or neem oil on them and kill them now. I like to just stomp on them. It just feels so good. But stomp on them, they will destroy your whole plant all in one night. So you don't want them getting to be an adult size because they lay eggs. And so when you see one when they're adults, look for the other one. They travel in pairs, male and female, and you just want to get rid of them. So Scott, go ahead, get rid of them now with 7 or a special spinosad. You can go ahead and spray a pesticide. 4 caterpillars will work on them, but again, you just can just crush them. They hatch in groups of 50 to 100, and so they're really, really bad. So I'm glad you asked the question because I want to talk about it. Is lubber grasshoppers, kill them, kill them. They don't serve any good purpose whatsoever. And so, let's see. Joanne is drinking strong coffee with cream. Thank you, Joanne.
I feel you. I got my 6 shots of espresso with some heavy cream in it. So high five, girl.
And so then I have Joanne in Maitland, too. She said, Teresa, do you save seeds from amaryllis to propagate them? I'm letting one go to seed to try this. I know it takes a couple of years to get a blooming plant if it works at all. Yes, save your seeds. And I will also save mine. I'll bring you in some, Lizzie. And, you know, the different colors. And so if you'd like to have some amaryllis, go ahead and send me an email. And I will send you some of the seeds.
If you're in the United States.
If you're in the United States. Yes, please. Yes, mm-hmm. please. And you can go ahead and see that. So great, great questions. I am going to be speaking at the Daughters of American Revolution today. At right after the program, I'm going to be talking about finding your garden roots. And
you have some serious roots in there, too.
I do. So I'm looking forward to talking about that. And then also, too, next week, the Florida Federation of Garden Clubs is celebrating their 100th anniversary.
What?
100 years the Florida Federation of Garden Clubs is going to be on. They have their state conference in Jacksonville next week. And, you know, one of the things that I recommend when you come to Florida, if you love gardening, is to either join a garden club, find out about what you need to do in your landscape. Garden club members are so knowledgeable. Or becoming a master gardener. And those classes usually happen in the fall, but there's usually a long waiting list for it. So call your local extension office and find out how you can get to be on the list so that you can take the Florida Master Gardener certification. So I love doing that. I'm a 25-year Florida Master Gardener, and it was everything. It just makes so much sense, especially because people think things are so different here. They have to do something different. They don't know how to garden. The Florida Master Gardener program is a volunteer program. You give back hours for it, and it is a wonderful class. So congratulations to the Florida Federation of Garden Clubs for your 100th anniversary. And so I look forward to seeing you all next week in Jacksonville. And so 1-888-455-2967. If you're in the garden area, you can go ahead and let me know if our phones are working. And then you can text me 23680. Our next coming up is mm-hmm. going to be Gary Bachman.
Yay.
Got a new venture. He's mm-hmm. got a new hobby that's going to keep him out of trouble.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to talking with him because he's always so much fun.
Oh,
and
yeah.
again, he is, you know, a former, he's retired extension agent with the Mississippi State University. So
I love Gary, and you, whenever he gets on, we have to remind everybody to follow his Instagram because he does the Hort of the Week.
Or, yes, the Hort.
Yes, that's what it's called. And, oh, I love
yeah,
it.
And his videos are wonderful.
He's funny.
But he's so handsome. He looks good on.
He's very funny too. Like
he
he's
is.
Got that him and his wife. They've
Katie.
Like you and Tony, the perfect duo.
Well, we do have fun with them, so that's great. So, Catherine, do I have time? I do have time. Catherine in Gainesville, she sent me some lovely photographs of her scarlet plum tree, which is great. It has wonderful fruit on it, and she's moving it from a large container to the ground, and it's become leafing out, but the top half of the tree isn't sending out leaves, and I believe may be dead. What's the best way to prune this? And she said, I also planted a tropic sweet and an Anna apple, and both have set fruit already. Should I fertilize now or wait until fall? Well, go ahead and fertilize now for your fruit trees and your scarlet plum tree. When you plant it, you can go ahead and fertilize that. Looking at them, they look a little small to be pruned this late in the year. Usually you prune plum trees and apple trees in the wintertime when they're dormant, usually late January, February, first part of March. It's a little late right now because, as you say, they're starting to leaf out. They don't look dead. They look great. And kudos to you for planting fruit trees. This is wonderful, and you're going to enjoy them. So thank you for sending the photographs. That helps tremendously. And, Catherine, thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. Go to our Facebook page and like us and give us 5 stars. And also, you can post photographs of your garden. I would love to see them. I just think they're just so inspiring. I love having people go ahead and sending me photographs.
I need to start sending you my stuff. I don't post on Facebook or Instagram as much as I used to because then I started catching and busting people stealing my photos.
Yeah.
And that really, that, come on. But anyway, so I do need to start sending them to you. But I did notice, listen, I know I keep repeating myself for those that hear this show always, but if you're new, don't plant mint, because I just happened to look over at my garden, you know, not that I don't ever pay attention to it, but overnight I had probably about a wheelbarrow of mint that I had to pull out of my flowers. They just popped up yep. randomly, and I'm like, I thought I removed you. But so I replanted them under one of the trees, so maybe I'm not really helping the situation because I just pulled up and replanted somewhere else. But
I hate to get rid of plants, and so I know. You know, it's just hard. It's very hard. It's just traumatic to go ahead. And so it's National Gardening Month, and we don't want to be stressed. So garden, go ahead and transplant plant, and adopt a house plant, and just do some fun things out there so we won't be so stressed. Don't necessarily think about the mint. Lizzie.
I know. You know, I need to find something for my porch, because every time I buy something, it grows up and gets big, and then I got to move it out to the yard. So I want something that's pretty and flowery that I can put out on the porch. So we'll talk about that later.
Oh,
but, yeah.
I've got some great ideas for you. That would be wonderful. We're going to have the dirty word of the day, and you'll enjoy that the next hour. And we'll also be taking your questions, gardening questions, and your text messages. But if you miss any of the show, and you got to go back and listen to it. So go to our podcast on iHeartRadio and subscribe, and you can listen to it whenever you want, 24/7.
That's right. You also can find us at any of your wherever you list a podcast, or you can go to betterlawns.com and get our podcast there.
Yep. So Gary just texted that it's Daily Dose of Hort.
And okay, so, good. Thank you.
And so he's got great videos. So you want to follow Gary, and he'll be telling us how to do that in the next hour. And so I'm looking forward to that. And you can even listen to the podcast during the eclipse. Don't buy any plants. But during the eclipse, you can listen to the podcast. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.